Shab is Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram and Sarah went through so much together. They went from Sarai and Avram to Avraham and Sarah. People who go through stuff become new people. That's what life is for. It's a transformative process. We're not human beings, we're humans becoming. Here's one of the nekudas I just heard of. Shirley Bornstein said over a Zohar. Incredible thing. Like, mom's only, you can only hear this inside. Obviously, when you hear something inside, it's deeper than what it seems. The word is like this. Avram Avinu was desperate for children. I honestly have no idea where I am, but it's just gorgeous. Avram Avinu and Sarah, they were desperate for children. Hagar had a baby, Ishmael, finally some offspring. But unfortunately, it wasn't working out very well with Ishmael. Ishmael was Ishmael. Yeah, I'll get by Asher Hashem. He got away with it, but it wasn't, he knew what it was going to be. Yet, the Zohar says that Avram Avinu davened for Yishmael more than he davened for Klal Yisrael. At least there was a tefillah, a koyach of a tefillah that he davened for Yishmael to survive, to thrive, to be able to, you know, not drown, die of Mount, what was it? He was very thirsty. Right? What's that called? Of thirst, I guess. Yeah. That tefillah, says the Zohar, was stronger than what he davened for Klal Yisrael. Sometimes you don't even have what was happening for you. Avram didn't imagine a Yitzchak. It was an impossibility. Sometimes you have to daven for the impossible things. Rav Shem Pinkas says that if someone's davening to their Rebbeinu Shel Olam for small things, I don't want to ask for the big things. It's like a kid coming to his father and asking him, you know, can I? I'm scared to ask you, but maybe can I have a quarter? Can I have a nickel? His father be like, why are you so like, I'm your father. You need a nickel, I'll give you a nickel. Like, why? It's like insulting to even make such a big deal out of something so small. We have to ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for the big things. He's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He thinks in big numbers. He thinks in big, and everything. Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he first put out the first volume of Igros Moshe, very exciting. And he went to a publisher to put it out. Publisher read through it, said it's not going to sell, it's not worth, I have to lay out money to actually print it out, I'm not going to make back my cut, let alone any profit, not going to happen. So Rav Moshe was stuck. It seemed like a very bad situation. What happened? He hired his own printing guy, he let out the money himself, and he got every penny from the seals of Igros Moshe. All 7-8 volumes. Sometimes we look at situations as if, you know, I can't, this is as good as it can get. Like, this is as bad as it can get. We don't realize, like, the ultimate, the tremendous amount of possibility, the alternate universes, the way that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sees the world is far more expansive, infinitely more expansive than what we can imagine. And we have to daven for at least the most that we can imagine. Ask Hashem for the big things. Daven for the child that we don't have. Daven for the nation, the success. We should be able to imagine ourselves as being great people. Be'ezer Hashem, Hashem's gonna open up options that weren't on the table. You have all the military strategists trying to figure out what's the best option, what can we do over here? There are so many options that the human mind cannot fathom. And we should daven for the most perfect and absolute beautiful outcome. At the time of the recording of this video, Klal Yisrael is in a very precarious state. We don't know what's gonna happen. We don't know what's happening now, it's gonna happen tomorrow. Be'ezer Hashem, Hashem's gonna make it. We should be davening for absolute perfection, that every single captive should be healthy and in mind and body and spirit and come back home, and every soldier should be absolutely unharmed, and all of our enemies should be wiped out without a scratch to Klal Yisrael. Be'ezer Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should bring a geula shleima, Mashiach tzidkenu, with the sweetness and a chesed of total ahava, very, very, very soon. Be'ezer Hashem. Have a beautiful Shabbos. Israel, Israel, oh, 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 o
Shabbos.